Good morning, church. We're excited that you're with us here. It is Church at Home, July 4th, 2021. We can't believe that we made it this far. God has been so good to us. Hopefully today you have a time to spend with friends and family. We're going to get right into it. We are in the middle of our series called Family Road Trip, spending time with our family, unpacking, repacking, looking at things in our lives as a family, establishing vision, establishing wins. How do we get there? What do we need to do to be successful as a family? Today, we're going to kick it off in Galatians chapter 5, starting in verse 1, and it says, "It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm, then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery." He said, "It is for freedom that Christ set you free." We celebrate today as a day of freedom, the day of independence for our nation. 1776 was a big year. And we know that over the last year, there's been some issues, trials, difficulties that we've all gone through. But the one thing that we can stand on is the fact that we've been set free by the blood of Jesus Christ. And that is our sure foundation. And today, as we talk about family dynamics, and as we continue on our family road trip series, we want to talk about addressing some of the old things in our life, maybe that we need to lay down in order to move forward with Christ. I believe this is a powerful scripture because it says, stand firm. You have to be in a ready posture. Stand firm. Don't let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. Don't go back into fear again because you've been adopted into the family of God. The Bible talks about in Romans chapter 8, there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus because the law of the Spirit of life has set you free from the law of sin and death. The law of sin and death, its power over you has been broken because of who Jesus Christ is. You have a new nature. The Spirit of God is alive in you, speaking through you and working through you. You don't have to be bound anymore by a spirit of fear. He hasn't given you that a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and self-discipline. You have a Father in heaven who loves you, who wants a relationship with you, and we can come boldly before his throne of grace and receive mercy and obtain grace in our time of need. And I don't know about you, but I need grace and mercy every single day, and I know that you do also. And when it comes to our family, we need grace. We need grace. Everyone is different. Everyone is made up different sizes and weights and personalities, and each one have a destiny that God wants to fulfill. And God wants to use you as parents to be able to facilitate that destiny. And what does that look like for you? Well, that means sometimes we have to go back and rework, rewire some of the mentality of our kids in order to help them understand what we do as a family. And if you remember when we talked about our family's vision, we got to the point in our life where we said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And we began to fill in the blanks on what that looks like for us, what a win looks like, how do we get there, what's important for us. And I would encourage you to establish those things for your family. What does a win look like? How are we going to get there? What has God called us to do? And that means that we're going to have to go into some dark places sometimes in order for the light of Christ to shine in those places so that we can be free from some of the things that we've been bound with for years in our life. Some of us as parents, we're not as effective as we could be because we ourselves are bound still. And we have to allow God to go in and unpack some of the things that we tried to hide or pack away. And God has to help us unpack those things so that we can see the reality of what it is. You know how it is. You try to sneak through things in the airport security, hoping that they wouldn't catch you, right? And sometimes they don't, sometimes they do. But the one thing about God is that God sees everything. Everything is open before him. And some of the times where our biggest hindrance is because of the way we look at ourselves and how we look at God. And God wants to rectify that so that we can see him as a good and loving father who loves him and who loves us and also has a desire for us to succeed in this life. But in order for our kids to succeed, God's going to show us how to succeed because we have to lead the way. And I think about my kids, and sometimes my kids, when they go shopping, they'll send me pictures on the phone as far as, "Dad, hey, can I wear this?" And a lot of times it's okay, but some of the times it's not. It's too short. It's too revealing. You're not going to be able to wear it. It's just not right for you. It's not right for you. You don't want to draw attention to you that's negative. And so sometimes with us, some of the things that we put on just aren't good for us. I'm not talking about necessarily the things that we wear. But the things that we put on too much of the world sometimes. And we think that if we put on the world, then we'll be more relevant. And the reality is that we're not more relevant. We become more distant when it comes to the things of God. And we can't be very effective for God if we're distant from him. And I would pose this question to you today. Do you feel like you're far away from God? And if you are, what do you need to do to start narrowing the gap? He said to draw near to him and he'll draw near to you. God wants a relationship with you that's based on honesty and communication. And for a lot of us, that's hard because we tend to hide in some of our old wounds, our own regrets, and we don't like to open up and allow God to bring healing or hope that things are going to get better. We'd rather walk around in cynicism and negativity, just saying that this is the way it's going to be, because sometimes it's just a lot easier for us just to stay where we are rather than uncover the stuff that needs to be healed so that we can move forward and be the people that God has called us to be, walking in freedom. Remember, it's for freedom that Christ has set us free, not for bondage has he set us free. God is not trying to get you to go back into slavery. He's trying to get you to walk in freedom. And so if something in your life is binding you and you feel like you're not who you need to be because it has a hold on you, he said, the very reason why I came was to free you from that, but you're going to have to allow me to help get into those areas to bring healing. Cut away some things that are choking out the life of Christ in your life. What does that mean for you? What does that mean? Sometimes it means going the distance with God. The Bible talks about all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And in reality is we continue to sin because we don't have that perfected state yet. We're being perfected. But we need to go the distance with God. When God is asking us to finish a season or to establish a habit, we have to go the distance with him in order to finish it. I think of a marathon runner who's running a marathon and he does all this work and he's on the last lap and he decides, I just can't do it anymore. It's just too hard. You have one lap to go. If you would just finish it, the joy of finishing it would far outweigh the pain that it took to get you there. And I think sometimes in our life, we do that. You're on your last lap. You're in the middle of a hard-fought battle or something in your life that God is trying to heal. You're on your last lap, and I just can't go anymore. And if you would just go a little bit further, you would see the finish line, and God would bring the victory that he wants to bring into your life. But that requires stamina. Stamina. When we talk about not being entangled again by yoke of slavery, what we're really talking about is persevering. Persevering. You have to stand firm in what Christ has done for you and not let yourself go back into a place when it was like it was. And know that God has delivered you and set you free so that today you can stand as a child of God and not revert back to childish ways. And that means sometimes you're going to have to stand and fight. Sometimes you're going to have to stand and say, no, I'm not doing that. Sometimes you're going to have to stand and say, I'm not giving into that temptation. I'm not going to go there anymore. I'm not going to open my eyes to that. I'm not going to confess that anymore. Sometimes it's a matter of just watching what you say. Sometimes what you say traps you. It traps you. But he said, don't be entangled by a yoke of slavery. A lot of times when you're fearful, you can tell because of what comes out of your mouth. Because as a man thinks, so is he. So what's coming out of your mouth is a direct and indirect correlation with what's happening in your heart. If you're fearful, you end up speaking negativity and doubt. But when you're full of faith, you know that faith is at work in your life. And what we're trying to do is we're trying to get faith to work in your life over fear. Faith over fear. And that means you're going to have to learn to conquer that. It's not something that just automatically happens and God gives it to you. Yes, God gives you certain spiritual blessings and you are blessed and you are seated in heavenly places and you have a position in God, but you're going to have to work out this salvation and you're going to have to beat some things. So let anybody ever tell you that you're not going to have to try and beat some things. Remember, you're in a race. You're in a race, throwing off things that are entangling you. And that faith quotient in your life has to elevate so that it can beat the fear. Because on the other side of it, there's always breakthrough. But fear is always there, trying to get in. But you have to put pressure on that so it breaks. It breaks. I think of putting a tourniquet on something when it's bleeding. And the reason why we do that is to stop the bleeding so that it doesn't affect any other part of the area or part of the body that it shouldn't affect. And it's the same way when it comes to fear. You're going to have to apply faith to that and to do what's not necessarily natural to you sometimes and fight against that. That's what faith is, fighting against fear, fighting against what is not normal for you or what would be normal. And maybe your normal is not healthy. Maybe your normal is not productive for you. And so you're going to have to fight against what your normal is in order to see breakthrough. And a lot of that could be the way you grew up, the way you saw things happen, the way you saw things and how they were reacted to. And the Lord's trying to get you to react differently and to see with eyes of faith. Because when you see with eyes of faith, there's always hope. There's always breakthrough. So what do we need to put pressure on in our life right now for the bleeding to stop? Is it every time you come against an obstacle, instead of responding in faith, you shrink back in fear? God said, I've had enough of that. I want you to stand up against it and know that you're a child of God and begin to beat this thing and know that you're an overcomer by the blood of the Lamb and what I've done and by the word of your testimony. I want to give you a testimony of how you overcame that so that when you come up against the next thing, you'll know that because I delivered you from there, I'm going to deliver you from this thing. And you'll be able to declare my goodness to people and be able to let them know how good I am because of what I've done. That's who God is. Stand firm. Stand firm. Don't shrink back. We live in a world right now that is trying to get us to shrink back, trying to get us to conform. But he's not called you to conform. He's called you to be transformed by the renewing of your mind so that you may know what God's good and acceptable and perfect will is. Transformed. You. But that requires work. That requires you getting in connection with God. That requires reading the word. That requires you going through a transformation process. And that process isn't easy all the time. But I'm telling you, it's worth it. You got to get in it. Stand firm. It's for your benefit. And so when I think about my kids and I think about them growing and I think about what God wants to do in their life, I always think about the way I was. And I think about, now, how does God want to do it differently here? And I can see that at work in my family and in the DNA of my family right now, in the entrepreneurial spirit, even of my daughters at 8 and 13 years old. Hey, mom and dad, how do I make money? How do I do this in order for me to put money aside so that I can go here? Already thinking about working, already thinking about planning, already thinking about strategizing and knowing that it's already in their makeup and their DNA, that generational curses have already been broken, that they're already walking in the freedom that God has called them to walk into because of who God is. And as for me and my house, that's how it will work. It will work. Hey, how are we going to be productive as people? How are we going to do the things that God has called us to do? How are we going to think outside the box and accomplish God's mission for our family? Because we know that it's a good mission. God has good plans for us. So what does that look like for us? And when your kids begin to dissect who they are and when they begin to identify with their value in Christ and just they're able to be themselves, the sky's the limit because they're walking in who God has called them to be. Parents, let your kids be who they need to be. Even in some of their quirks, even in some of the things that they do you don't like, they are growing just like you are. Let them process, let them grow. And I promise you that you'll begin to see growth on the other side just because of the fact that you're allowing them to work out their own life. You're there to guide. You're there to lead. But foster a relationship with them so that they can grow. When they have ideas, they might be crazy, but just go with it. Go with it. For my kids, when they ask me for certain things, sometimes it's a no, sometimes it's a yes. But other times it's, hey, what are you going to do in order to see that happen? See that happen. And allow your kids to dream and allow your kids to have vision for their life. Don't stifle your kids just because you think they're young. God has put gifts and talents inside of them at a young age. Allow them to be part of the process with you so that they can grow and develop and become all who God has called us to be, because that's what God does with you. That's what he does with you. He wants you to grow and develop at the same time as they are growing and develop. He's a good father and he knows what he's doing. He knows what he's doing. Don't allow what you think you don't have to stop what you do have. You do have and possess the abilities that God has given you to raise your family. You do have it. To be effective in the spheres of influence and the circles, because God has graced you for that. Don't allow what you think you don't have to stop you from pushing forward to what God wants to give you, what he wants to give you. Paul talks about forgetting those things that are behind. I'm pressing on. Some of you need to forget yesterday. It's over. and move on to the upward call, what God is calling you to move on to as a family. Yesterday is over. We have a promise of tomorrow as we live today. So continue to move in what God has called you to move into, because the best is yet to come in your life, and God wants to establish something new with you and your family. Remember, freedom is not free. It was purchased by the debt of Jesus Christ. We've had countless number of people in this nation die for the freedom of this nation. Yes, and it is still the greatest nation on the face of the earth because of those that have gone before us. Don't take that sacrifice lightly. Don't take the sacrifice of Christ lightly and what he's done for you. That cross was a doorway for your freedom. You now have access to someone who has already purchased what you need to be successful in this life. If you're looking for healing, he has it. If you're looking for purpose, he has it. If you're looking for direction, he has it. What is it that you're looking for? It's found in him. It is for freedom that Christ set you free. He died for you so that you could be free, not walk around in condemnation and shame, but walk around in freedom and in liberty and in faith. So today, as we begin to wind down, I want you to take a look at families first, your homes. How's your home life look like? What are you doing to establish a God culture there? God culture. How are you facilitating growth so that you can grow up in all things? How are you spurring your kids on? What are you doing to get your kids into a place of where they're becoming more who God wants them to become, and they're learning and understanding their worth? Sometimes it means they got to confess some things. Sometimes it means that they fall short, and it's okay. But when they know they're loved, they can get back up in freedom and begin to move on and continue in this good walk of faith that the Bible talks about. How do you address situations in your family are important? Do you have open dialogue and communication? Or do you tend to hide things because it's just too difficult to talk about? Parents, you got to get over some of your stuff so that your kids can have an open line of communication with you so that they can move on and not hide from the things they're dealing with, but face them head on. We want them to become all that God has called them to be, but sometimes it means that we also have to help them and be uncomfortable sometimes with us and who we are in order to put ourselves in a position to help them. And God will help use that in order to help deal with you also at the same time. So parents, get in the fight with your kids. Lead the charge. Lead the charge. Because we know that on the other side of it, God has great things for your family. He didn't just save you just to keep you there. He didn't just save you, give you kids so that you can be like everyone else that was before you. He's got something special for you and your family. You've got to find out what that is and look back over your life and see how God has strategically placed you in the positions that you are in order to give you the resources that you needed in order to be successful. That's just who God is. But you're going to have to stand firm in it. Stand firm. Turn away from those things that are not beneficial to you anymore and move on in your life. Amen? Amen. God is so good. Let's pray today, and I hope you have a great day. Father, thank you so much for this day. Again, it's the day you've made. We're going to rejoice and be glad in it. You're so good. Lord, we love you. We adore you. Thank you for your sacrifice today, the freedom that you've given us. Lord, we don't take lightly the men and women that have gone before us that have sacrificed so that we can celebrate also this day, our day of independence. And God, we also recognize and remember your sacrifice. Thank you for that sacrifice and giving us the ability to stand firm. We know that it's an action verb. And Lord, I pray today that you would help people be proactive in their faith, to know that you've given them the ability to stand firm. They're going to have to persevere, endure, because we are becoming who you've called us to become, an end of all transformation. And I pray that today you would give them just eyes of faith to see that you're doing a new work in their life, doing a new work in their family. Lord, bring families back together, reconcile relationships, God. Be the thread that holds them together. In Jesus' name, amen. We'll see you soon. Thank you so much for joining us online today. We would love to invite you to worship with us on Sunday mornings at 10:30 a.m. at the Community Chapel. We do three things here. We love God, embrace community, serve the world. We would love for you to be part of what God is doing here. You can follow us on social media at MyCC St. Pete for more information. We hope you have a great 4th of July, and we'll see you soon.